And so with him went everybody he had hired in the last 2 years.
Oh.
And that ended Eric's contract. And he came home absolutely jubilant. I got pale when he told me, because we had not, there was of course no possibility to save money from $41.
Oh, no.
And we had a child, naturally, and but he was so happy to be rid of this horrible atmosphere there. And so I had been a lawyer, and I went to bed, and I wrote letter after letter, and I thought the thing out. And they had to pay us, but, there was money they owed. It amounted to about $1,100, I think, but which at that time was a fortune for us. And I thought that through for him. And so at least we had no immediate worries. And in the meantime, the war had broken out.
Yes.
Things were not too good financially, and we struggled along. We had this money that I'd gotten and that brought us, and after that ran out, there were jobs here and there. He made at Universal, he composer there gave him half of the picture to make, because he was at the same time also doing something else. That was Invisible Man's Revenge, I remember. And Eric had to make these weird things where he disappears. And then he had a few private students, and his brothers, who have were in the meantime settled in San Francisco and were not too bad off, I think, helped too. So that we struggled through, but it was kind of difficult. I know that when the summer came and the private lessons stopped, it was really a matter of life and death. I mean, we didn't have money for the next day's meal. And at that time, for instance, at one time, Eric got to do a ballet, which Ernst Toch, the composer, had recommended the lady who wanted the ballet to Eric. Now, in the meantime, we had met Dr. Strelitzer, Hugo Strelitzer. And at that time, there was here a very famous, in our Europe, a very famous author by the name of Emil Ludwig, who had written mostly biographies. And he had made a stage play about Ulysses, the Greek hero. And his idea was a very cute one. Ulysses is the wanderer who longs for Ithaca, his home, and always the winds carry him somewhere else, and it takes him 10 years to reach home. And Ludwig made it clear that he wasn't so eager to go home, but that these ladies, Circe and the nymph, the other nymphs with whom he stayed there, and were quite comely and pretty, and that he liked to linger when he did. And the whole thing was a comedy, and he wanted music with it. And Hugo had approached Ernst Toch to do the music, but Ernst Toch was at that time busy with other things. I think he also worked in the movies and had probably worked there. And Amy Ludwig was only wanted to pay $100 for the whole thing, and that was of course too little for him. And so Hugo came to Eric, and Eric was delighted. That was his what he liked to do anyhow, and there he got money for it. And so he did the music, and it was indeed a very, very charming music. It was only for 5 instruments. And during the rehearsals,